Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Alyssa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. Here I am, I'm a minute and a half late calling in, and I apologize for that. We just want to thank God for allowing us to wait this morning. Thank God for the opportunity to be here. Thank God for letting us listen to learn, gain wisdom, knowledge, and instruction today. God, we just want to just thank you for keeping us safe through the night. And we just pray that you just continue to bless us and allow us to live our purpose. This morning, I'm going to say good morning to everyone. Trinity Counseling Services is my business and it sponsors this broadcast. Trinity Counseling Services, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, phone number 704-333-2446, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E in Burlington, 27215, telephone number 336-675-0075. If you're interested in calling in, please do so now. The call-in number is 347-945-5924. We do a 15-minute broadcast on the weekend as a wrap-up of our week. We also do 30 minutes on Thursday, 8 to 8:30. So you're welcome to call in at any time. You're also able to email me at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. If you have any questions, any concerns, I highlight this show as one being about spirituality. As that, I am a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I am a licensed professional counselor associate. I am also a master's level, master's of business administration, and a master of mental health counseling. These masters were obtained from the University of Phoenix and from Walden University, two places of which I'm very proud to say that I was an attendee. Most oftentimes, any conversation that we have, and I do call them a conversation, even though it seems like a lot of times I am talking by myself, I do realize that there are individuals who are listening, and I just want to thank you right now for tuning in to Talk with Trinity. This show is just to be helpful, just to kind of let everyone know. It's just good to listen and learn. I learn things as I prepare for the program. And I hope that individuals learn things as well, which is why I encourage you to call in. I'm also found on Facebook. You can like our page, Trinity Counseling Services. There are some pictures there. There's a picture of our office. I put links to different stories that we see in the news and how it relates to substance abuse and ways that individuals can deal with it. Also, on LinkedIn, for the last few weeks, I've been doing a series and basically giving the history of Trinity Counseling Services and kind of how I see things as far as drugs and alcohol are concerned. If you've listened to this program at all or listened to any of the archive programs, then you hear different scriptures that are given, which is how it relates to spirituality and just individuals finding their purpose. And primarily, when I do this show, the goal is for individuals to realize that there are levels to different things that we deal with. And I'm doing an analogy of how the stones and how I realize as a counselor, you are a stone collector. I also have, again, it was what did I realize or what was something that was important. I think that I became enlightened even more into the vision of Trinity when I read Trinity is education, enrichment, enlightenment. It's wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. It's also the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as I am Christian. But when I encounter individuals in the field of drugs and alcohol, as I have encountered them, a lot of what I've learned is there are things that have transpired in their lives that have determined their decisions that they have made that have led them to the detrimental type of life, and that I understand that with some clearing of those stones from their dirt or their lives, that they will be able to live lives healthy, life more abundantly, as the Bible speaks. And my goal is always then to help individuals realize that purpose, or at least direct them to that path. God ordained me many years ago. He gave me the gift of wisdom, and I greatly appreciate that. He gave me the gift of discernment. He also gave me the gift of sight. He allowed me to be able to see things in both in this realm, and see things spiritually, and be able to see things naturally. The concept of wisdom is symbolized by the owl, which is the brand that has always been in the owl. As I look more into what the owl is and what it means, basically that the owl is symbolized by with Native Americans is sitting between life and death. Many stories say how the owl was there at formation. He desired the things of other people, and that the Creator resigned him to the night so that he could not influence or be influenced by what he saw. He also removed his sight, and when he removed his sight, he removed his color, so he was no longer concerning himself with beauty. He also removed his sight, putting his sight more into his ears, where he would be able to listen more. And as a counselor, you find yourself, when you are dealing with individuals, you empathize, not by the things that you see, because most times when individuals present things, they don't present things in their entirety. They present things in segments, and you basically have to watch and listen and learn and pick up on patterns. And also, the owl is fully capable of, in the nighttime, without the so an owl can exist in darkness. And in that this is a symbol, you can exist in darkness as a counselor dealing with individuals with substance abuse issues. I found myself in the depths of their lives, and this darkness prevents them from being able to see so far as seeing the effect that they're having on their family, seeing the effect that they're having on their children, seeing the effect that they have on their jobs, the effect that they're having on their bodies. The owl sits there in the middle of life and death, being a symbol that life is possible, but you have to turn your back to death. Curiously enough, one of the symbols that I have is, in learning this and focusing on this more and more, that I have, four that I've lost that is tattooed on my back. And people say, well, you're a Christian, you don't have tattoos. It's symbolism, it's reminders. Possibly don't need those kind of reminders because God said you cast it away. And so, but it did help to be able to move beyond the loss, beyond the grief, and beyond the things that have gone on. And I say all that because, like I said, in the last 2 weeks, one of our theories that I've been writing on LinkedIn is stones. And being a stone collector or being a stone remover, I asked the question to an individual that worked in construction. I said, whose job is it to get rid of the stones that are found in the foundation after they grade the land? No one can come up with a defined title. And what I gained is they said, well, you had a backhoe that comes in and digs out, and then they run it across it. And I say, well, that's all well and good, but what happens when you have, like in Florida, sinkholes, where even though they graded the topsoil, they failed to do whatever tests that were needed, and then you got houses falling all the way into the earth, people losing their lives. Or, your house becoming settling, and what happens is as the ground moves and as whatever those rocks are embedded underneath and it moves, it settles, the house settles, and then there's problem foundationally. And so I'm like, whose responsibility is that? And what I learned, it was like, no one cares about that because it's so far in the future that it will be of no effect. And unfortunately, for long-term recovery, it is necessary to get rid of things that will wipe you out in recovery later on. Your concepts of pride, your concepts of loyalty, your concepts of love, concepts of respect. When those things are confronted with life on life's terms without the influence of drugs and alcohol, then you begin to be taken aback, and you lose love, lose peace, lose joy, lose all the fruits of the spirit, or lose all the things that are necessary. And once you lose all those things, then you find yourself in depths, as evidenced by everyone's seen on the news, or maybe not, when Lamar Odom, was at the pinnacle of his career, and then by whatever has happened, he found himself being sick, or so much so that he was in a coma as a result of sex and drugs. And those are simply stones. Whatever appeared in his life, whatever lack, whatever loss, whatever, and they've done some interviews, they have people praying. And the question is, you were at the pinnacle of your career. I've asked different careers where you know that there has to be stress, police officers and, actors and stars and all these people and individuals that have this financial, and surely they don't believe that that is their entire purpose, but they had some aspirations along the way. And once they got there and they arrived, who says, you might need to take a look at some of the, like they brought out that Lamar Odom's father was an addict. Well, okay, now here he is. And where were the counselors, or where were the life coaches, or whatever title you want to give these individuals? Where were the stone removers? Where were the individuals that said, generationally, you might have this addiction, and you may want to consider, shoring up your life. And you took all these losses and grief, and loss in your career, loss in your family, loss in your daughter, loss in your relationship, loss of your peers that you were close to for so many years, and the peers that you had been left behind, and the only thing that you had are individuals that surely care about you, care about an aspect of you, but don't really necessarily care about your well-being, until at the end they showed up at your side, or at the end they showed up, there for you, but when you're dealing with addiction, a lot of times the stones that are cast, or the stones that are thrown out, the stones that are there that takes the individual out, are also the stones that keep away individuals who may be there to help. And so we just want to continue to study and concern ourselves with stones. And the question is, in the Bible it says, what does it say about casting stones? And maybe for reading for next week, John 8, John 8, chapter 8, 1 Corinthians 7 in its entirety, John 10, 36, Revelation 22nd, and 2 Timothy 3 speaks about casting stone and what to do with that. Again, my name is Melissa Annick DeBerry. I do appreciate your attendance to the Word. We just wanted to thank God for continually giving us the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction to help us to live our lives on life's terms, to be able to recover and be able to be the best that we can be for ourselves, for our families, and for the world. Feel free to write a call, Melissa Trinity Counseling at gmail.com, 704-333-2446, 336-675-0075. Our call-in number for next week, 347-945-924. Like us on Facebook and look us up, Trinity Counseling Services, TrinityCounselingCharlotte.com. Thank you. Have a good day.